should right. beat. Right. Now we're playing a team that's, you know, equal or better than us, or we're a little bit better than them. You know, we need to kind of prove ourselves.
Well,
here a little
sure,
bit.
No question, Dirk. And you know, they're coming from the National Hockey Conference, and you know what, I don't even know the correct name. So you know, it's good for us to play teams out of conference, and you know, one of our longtime, like I said, rivals. Oh yeah, we have something to prove. Every night you play, you're trying to prove something. It'll probably be a marquee matchup you know, within the country, because they're going to be in the top 10. I expect us to be in the top 10, so it's going to be a matchup of two top 10 teams, you know, both you know, who we have aspirations, you know, to play beyond our league playoffs this year. I mean, and series like this are going to go a long way in determining that. So it's going to be a great series. I know there's a ton of people coming over. I heard the hotels are sold out in town. I heard Duluth bringing a couple fan buses over. So there's a lot of interest in this series coming up. So, and I'm already getting excited and can't wait, and trying to formulate lines in my head and everything. So, you know, there's no rest for me. Our guys will have a couple days off, but I'm going to try and watch some tape of them the next couple days, and have a couple really good days of practice and get ready. So it's a huge series. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great hockey.
Yeah. Get your tickets and get your teddy bears ready for that series, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a time out. When we come back, your questions, you still have time to get your questions in. DJ@themix93.com is the email address. DJ@themix93.com. Do it right away. It's the Mel Pearson Show right after this on Mix 93.
The Michigan Tech Annual Holiday Customer Appreciation Sale is Wednesday, December 3rd from 8 till 6 for one day only. You get 25% off almost everything at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, the Dress for Success Shop, and the University Images. Do your Christmas shopping on campus this year, Wednesday, December 3rd, and save 25% on your favorite Michigan Tech merchandise. Remember, the public is always welcome.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario. The Michigan Tech Annual Holiday Customer Appreciation Sale is Wednesday, December 3rd from 8 till 6 for one day only. You get 25% off almost everything at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, the Dress for Success Shop, and the University Images. Do your Christmas shopping on campus this year, Wednesday, December 3rd, and save 25% on your favorite Michigan Tech merchandise. Remember, the public is always welcome.
So a big series against Duluth coming up 1 week from Friday and Saturday. Again, the Teddy Bear Toss is on Friday night of that series, December 12th. Circle the calendar. Make sure you are there. It's going to be a great series between two top 10 ranked teams. And I think it's 7:07 both Friday and Saturday night. And get your tickets for the Great Lakes Invitational. It's hard to believe, Coach. We have to sit back now and watch. And I know everybody's schedule thins up a little bit this time of year, but we have to sit back and watch all the other teams play in league action, and we don't have anything until the second week of January, I think, right?
Well,
WCHA?
Yeah, WCHA. Yeah. So we're not back in the league again until January 9th and 10th, I believe it is, against Northern Michigan.
Right.
So, yeah, so we've got, you know, obviously the games against Duluth, which will be huge, and then, you know, a couple of games. We play Michigan again to start the GLI, and then we'll get hopefully the winner of the Michigan State Ferris game. I'd like to play Michigan State. You know, I want to see Ferris do well, but, you know, you'd like to play somebody different.
So, yeah.
Anyway, but no, so these are these non-conference games are going to be important. you know, we got to sit back and watch this weekend and see what happens. You know, Minnesota State, we've got two games in hand on them, so they're going to make them up on us this weekend. And, you know, I think we'll have a chance to be either in first or second place, hopefully. Well, we'll be in the top three at the Christmas break, so which is good. I'm happy with our record in the WCHS point, you know, having played eight league games on the road. So out of our 12 league games, we've had 4 home games and 8 road games, which is tough. And we had a lot of problems on the road last year, but we're finding a way to grind it out and win some close games on the road. And now we have to take advantage of our home games, especially that January stretch where we have a number of home games. Yeah. So I would say, hey, great Christmas present for anybody out there. We have a lot of home games in January. So if you want to get to the ticket office, and it's a great gift, especially with this year's team. You're going to see some outstanding hockey. So if you're not sure what to get someone, there you go. You can go buy some hockey tickets and put them in someone's stocking or something for Christmas.
Very good. Well, a question for you here, Coach, and this is a great question. If a goaltender sits on the bench during games but never enters a game, is he eligible for a red shirt?
It is my understanding, and I'm not 100% because we've never done this, but I'm pretty sure that you can ask for a red shirt if a goaltender doesn't play. It's not unlike a football team who you know, dresses everybody for your home games and they don't get in the game. Right. You know, so I don't think that would be an issue going forward if you wanted to ask for a red shirt. So far, our case, if Jamie played all the games this year, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if he did, and whether Devin's on the bench, you know, because we dress 3 goalies at home.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure you can actually get that red shirt.
Now, Matt Winches did get into the game for 10 seconds on Saturday night. For those who may have missed that, he was in the game for 10 seconds because of an equipment issue after a Charger goal with Jamie Phillips.
Yeah, that was a weird situation. It happened right after the goal. So I don't know if that happened on the goal, but yeah, his actually strap that holds his pad to the skate came apart. Yeah. So he had to come over, and it's a process of putting that on.
It's really a skate lace, isn't it?
It's a skate lace. Yeah. It's actually a skate lace, so you have to restring it and everything. You know, I probably technically, if a goalie has an equipment problem, he probably has time to fix it, you know, but, you know, we figured out we'd just throw Matt in there for a little bit. And I didn't want Jamie to feel rushed. I wanted him to be able to do the right job and get things done. And they did. So I'm happy that everything turned out okay. And Matt came in. And, oh, yeah, he got a little bit of ribbing from the guys about his 36 seconds.
10 seconds.
It was. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah. So back to that question. I'm pretty sure, yeah, you'd get a red shirt.
Well, I talked to Matt about it, and I asked him. I said, what was the situation? Because we got and received no information exactly what happened. And for those who don't remember or weren't watching the game or listening to the game, after the Chargers scored, there's a little bit of a delay down in the crease, and then all of a sudden you see Jamie Phillips skating off the ice with his left pad in his hand.
In his hand, yeah.
Completely
yeah.
off of his leg.
Oh, exactly.
So I asked Matt, I said, what was the situation? Well, he said when he went post to post, he cut it with his skate, and he wears less straps than most goaltenders do.
Correct.
So that it's a lot looser than it would be for just any other goaltender.
Oh, yeah. So, it was weird, but fortunately we got through that. So, but it was, you know, it was an interesting weekend. And I just want to, you know, say a shout out to all the alumni who came down there. I mean, that was a great turnout. And I met a gentleman after Friday's game, a 76-year-old tech grad who lives in Huntsville, but he wanted to say hi after the game. And his name's, I think it's Bill Knable. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name right, but it's K-N-A-B-L-E. So I'm not sure if the K is silent or not, but Knable or Nable, Bill Knable, 76-year-old grad. So thanks for coming to the game. It was nice to meet him, a great gentleman and whatnot, but very strong and very proud of his Michigan Tech roots.
Well, we had some great fans down there, especially for Saturday night, though. They really stuck out because of the lack of fans for Huntsville.
Well, yeah, they all came over for the alumni from the alumni get-together. So, you know, we've had a couple this year. The one down in Big Rapids, we had a great turnout there, and this one was sold out. I know they only counted on so many people coming, and they sold it out. But there was actually a few more that came over. Like I ran into one guy from Houston, and you know, he said, "Well, gee, I didn't even know about it, but they said they sold out." And I said, "Ah, just come on over anyway." And he was there, and they had some real good questions for me. So overall, a good trip down to Huntsville, and I want to shout out to the Nashville Predators who allowed us to skate there in their building on Wednesday and then allowed us to come in Thursday and watch a pregame skate. And I thought they were very accommodating to us. So overall, thank you very much. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll look forward to being back home, not this weekend, but the following weekend against the Duluth Bulldogs for a great series.
KMJ-FM Hancock. Victoria, Calumet. This is Mix 93 WKMJ.